This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For a fifth straight day, people in and around Charleston, West Virginia, can't drink their tap water or wash with it. State officials are hoping to lift the water ban soon. The water was contaminated by a chemical used in mining to wash coal. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live from Washington. Nancy, so what do we know so far about the company involved, Freedom Industries?
Hey, David. Well, you know, on its website, the company says it makes specialty chemicals for the mining, steel, and cement industries. The chemical that leaked is used in coal processing, and that chemical was stored along a river that supplies water for Charleston. I did try to reach Freedom Industries early this morning, and I got a voicemail.
Hi, you've reached the office of Freedom Industries, Poca Blending, Etowah River Terminal, and Crete Technologies.
I was really surprised by the number of companies Monday listed on that voicemail. Turns out there was a big merger right at the end of last year. This is something state and federal regulators could look into. That is, whether the merger caused confusion.
Now, speaking of regulation, Nancy, did state or federal investigators inspect Freedom Industries tanks at all?
It appears there hasn't been much regulation at all, in part because the chemicals stored at the facility where this leak occurred weren't considered hazardous. But West Virginia's Governor Earl Ray Tomlin said yesterday the company should have offered more help.
Most people did not know a whole lot about this particular chemical, and it's one that, that we've had to do a lot of research on internally very quickly to find out what effects it may have. And I think that perhaps they could have been a little bit more forthcoming.
And David, the chemical is not considered deadly, but it can cause rashes and even vomiting.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.